Over 150 Detroit-based artists in a single gallery. That's the ambitious idea behind the show, Get Together, at the Reyes Finn Contemporary Art Gallery in Corktown. These are artists from the city at every stage of their career, presenting a snapshot of what Detroit's contemporary art scene looks like today. The exhibition is on display through May 6th, and there's a lot of events peppered in that people can go and see. We're going to dive into the show, what it looks like, and why it matters, with Bridget Finn, director of the Reyes Finn Gallery. Bridget, welcome back to Culture Shifts.
Hi, Ryan. Thank you so much for having me.
This is a really, really ambitious show. I just want to, you know, break that down. When we're talking about 150 Detroit-based artists, where do you even start with planning something like this?
That's a great question. I started sort of reluctantly planning this show because I knew what kind of an undertaking it was. We're a small team. But to be honest, just coming out of COVID, feeling sort of that, you know, insular weight of working in a space, kind of we needed to do something like this. So we first kind of looked at what we know and then expanded from there, kind of how you do anything, right? And it was, you know, such a pleasure to plan the show, partly because of that learning experience, because you can't know everything. You can't know everyone. But there's so many amazing places to look here. There's so many exhibition spaces, artist studios, collectives, ways to kind of really dig in. And we tried to work with all of those people to build a great show.
So I'm sure you already had an idea of a handful of these artists. And then talk to me about the research of trying to find maybe Detroit artists that aren't constantly making waves on those names we all know, trying to get deeper and represent all the different voices in the city.
Right. And that was, you know, sort of our first kind of what we thought of as sort of our first charge, right, which is not just to have a friends and family exhibition, but to really sort of think about Detroit right now and all of the different kinds of works that are getting made here, right? All of the different kinds of artists that are living here and all of these unique voices, how to put all of that together in one place and see what's going on. And so, you know, we did a lot of digging, a lot of internet, super sleuthing, and sending emails, you know, just reaching out to artists, reaching out to galleries, reaching out to different kinds of workspaces and saying, you know, is this something you'd be open to? So we have about 150 artists in the show, but we reached out to well over 200 artists. And even that, to be really honest, I mean, that's a cross section of people who are living and working here, but there are so many more incredible people who are contributing to the scene that either, you know, we didn't know, or it wasn't maybe the right time for them to participate, or, you know, just stars didn't align. So part of me is like really hopeful that someone else will do the show again, right? Like, please take it and run. Because I think that there are so many different iterations of the show that could happen in such a beautiful way.
We often talk about the Detroit art scene so much in the abstract, right? And it's often a lot of boosterism, right? It's a great art city. Our contemporary art scene is getting so much attention around the world. And look how healthy it is. Look how diverse it is. But you're actually getting into some of the numbers. I think that might be surprising to people to even think about the idea of 200 plus artists based here that are gallery ready, that you would actually want to have in a gallery, because let's be honest, not just because you're a local Detroit artist doesn't mean you're great. Some rise above the rest, right? So that's impressive, though, to think about those numbers.
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, Detroit has so such a history, too, of, right, like working hard and keeping your head down. And so some people, of course, are great at self-promotion, but not everybody can do that and maintain like a healthy practice, right? We all know social media is distracting. There's all of this, you know, these other influencers now in terms of like your headspace. So a lot of times artists, especially here, I think kind of like focus in on their work and don't really do that self-promotion or don't, you know, don't feel like going to every opening every other week, you know? So it is, you know, it's kind of like, how do we find a spot or a platform to have people in one place to have a conversation? That to me was really my hope with the show.
There's plenty of Detroit artists where they're so focused on the practice. They're not on social media. We can call it blue collar hardworking. We can call it allergic to money. I mean, whatever you want to say, there's not always that focus on, I want to sell this or I'm making this to sell. There's a lot of people that are just focused on their own practice, but you were able to, I'm sure, convince some of these people to be like, hey, come on, be part of this massive show, get together.
Well, totally. And I think, you know, it also was just kind of like this wonderful time where a number of other venues in the city, like Spotlight has an incredible group show right now. That was, I actually ran into Rula at Cranbrook and she was like, wait, you're planning a group show? I'm planning a big group show. You know, Scarab Club has a wonderful big group exhibition right now. So it also feels like there clearly was a need for this right now, right? Like people want to see what their neighbors are up to. They want to talk to each other again because it's been an interesting few years, you know?
And it does seem right now that the local art institutions from gallery to club to museum are very focused on representing what's here. What's in our backyards. I think for museums, that's been the case because of the pandemic. They said, okay, we have to look at our budgets. We have to look at the financials. It's easier to go into our back catalog, into our collections and pull out the local artists. But I think there's something deeper there. I mean, why do you think we're so reflective right now on what's in our own backyard?
That's a great question. I mean, you know, I think that also Detroit is one of those places, right, where you've got like electronic musicians who are so famous in Berlin. And although they're super famous here too, they're like, you know, golden god celebrities in other places, right? So that's also kind of, that is very Detroit to sort of put content out there into the world and have the world praise it back to you. But here at home, it kind of is a more pared down response, right? Like great place to work, a great place to sort of, you know, get ideas out there. But I think institutions and cultural spaces here are like, hey, wait a minute. This culture that's coming from Detroit is not only important worldwide, but it's important here at home too.
I think of it as cannibalistic. Detroit just wants to eat more of itself, you know?
Yeah,
like we
too.
Love what we make. And it shows up. I mean, it's incredible to have these snapshots, and I want to talk about why ultimately a survey like this is important in the art scene overall for our cultural memory, to say this is what we look like right now in this city in our art scene.
Right. And I think I feel careful to say this is part of what we look like, right? It's just, I mean, our show has maybe like a really healthy cross-section of really incredible artists that are living and working here today. And yeah, I mean, in terms of the cultural memory, it was so interesting for me to basically the parameters we gave on the show to the artists were, you know, one work that is like roughly 30 by 30 inches that you feel excited about right now in terms of representing you and your practice. We didn't, you know, occasionally people would send a bunch of works and I would say like, this is great, or, you know, kind of do some guidance. But for the most part, it was really self-guided. So I think that's interesting, too, in terms of the cultural memory. These works were selected by the artists to represent themselves in their practice, right? So that in itself is generating a narrative that is absolutely something to pay attention to. And I feel really proud about that also. And I also think it's really cool to see the themes. Like there's identity work. There's work that focuses on a number of works that focus on kind of motherhood, the body. There's just a lot of overlapping themes that you're always hopeful that those threads will show themselves, but they really are so present in the work at the show. Everything feels weighted and intentional and super meaningful.
It's a pixel in a much larger photograph of what Detroit's art scene looks like right now.
Yes.
But we also get to see what's on the minds of our local artists. And motherhood was a thread, the body. Was that surprising to you to see, oh, there's a little bit of conscious connection going on between what people are thinking about creatively?
Well, I think that it's really hard, as we all know, to be vulnerable, especially in the context of a large group exhibition, right? So to share works with a general public within the context of 150 other works and have it be like a very vulnerable work that really kind of exposes something personal about you and yourself, I think that is so brave. And I think that's what, when people kind of come through the show, I mean, I can't tell you how many people we've had really that feel, you can feel that they are moved by seeing the exhibition. And I think that's why. I think that you can see the artists as well as the viewers seeking connection and finding it in the show.
We're talking to Bridget Finn, director of the Reyes Finn Gallery in Corktown. They currently have a massive group show on display. It's called Get Together. It features over 150 Detroit-based artists on the wall in one single gallery. It's a massive undertaking, and you can see it for yourself. It's on display through May 6th, and the gallery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Opens at noon and closes at 6. So very accessible to get over there in Corktown and check out the Reyes Finn and their latest show, Get Together. You also have a lot of events that are happening around this, including one tomorrow with a group I'm a big fan of here in the city, the Progressive Art Studio Collective. Tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, we're very excited about this one. So it's tomorrow, which is Saturday, April 1st at 2 p.m., and it's called PASC, Portfolios, and Pizza. And basically, it's an opportunity for us. So Progressive Arts Studio Collective works with artists with disabilities, adult artists, to facilitate a studio practice and also to provide exhibition opportunities. And there's a wonderful history of similar studios across the country that have been thriving for the past 50 years. So to have one in Wayne County supporting adult artists with disabilities in Detroit is incredible. And they work with about 150 artists thus far, which is also just a monster feat because they opened during the pandemic, and that's a huge number of people. Clearly the need was there. So I believe we have about 10 artists in the exhibition Get Together that are a part of PASC. And what we're basically going to do, so the proceeds from the sale of all of those works go directly back to the artists and to Progressive Arts Studio Collective. And this was kind of a nice way to say to PASC, hey, let's bring some of the artists together and do almost like just a portfolio sale, which is something they kind of do around town. You'll see them at the Belle Isle Art Fair. And so we'll have tables out. We'll have works on view. The works are a great price point if you're thinking about starting a collection. There's really such a wonderful range of prices. Most works start around $200. And they kind of go up and down from there, depending. And we'll have pizza. And basically, we're going to hang out. We're going to look at artwork. We're going to talk to artists. So I really would love it if people would join us. Bring your kids. Bring your family. It'll be really fun.
That's 2 o'clock tomorrow at the Reyes Finn Gallery in Corktown. And you'll be able to see this show, Get Together, at the same time. And Bridget, that brings me to accessibility, which is a huge part of Culture Shift. We're always talking about accessibility in the arts. If it's not for everyone, it's for no one. That is really my motto and my approach to looking at this art scene. So you're talking about what Progressive Art Studio Collective does with disabled adults and being able to use art as therapy for them. But there's also age accessibility in this show too, because you have a wide range of artists that are later in their careers, not just early career artists. You've got pillars of Detroit's art scene like Allie McGee, who's 82 years old and makes their abstract expressionist paintings available for the show, plus textile artist Carol Harris, multimedia artist Robert Sestock, Tyree Guyton, the artistic force behind the Heidelberg Project. And I think that's important, too, here in Detroit, because so, you know, we get so focused on the young, hot and up-and-coming artists, but there are older artists that have been doing this for decades, and you wanted to make sure they were represented in the show, too.
Well, they built the scene, right? And we're just – it's an honor to be working in what they have built. And, yeah, I think that's all important. I think that, art galleries – they have a duty to do well by their artists, right? And also the public. And sometimes those things can be hard to balance, to be really honest, from a behind-the-curtain sort of approach. But it really shows like this provide us with the opportunity to do that. I think accessibility is critical. And having artists represented across generations. I mean, we have people that have literally just finished school as you said, Allie McGee, which is such an honor. It's been wonderful.
There was another idea of accessibility that I was impressed by, which is simply the hours that your gallery is open. Tuesday through Saturday, 12 to 6. I see this so many times with galleries and small businesses. They have these insanely boutique hours, which I'm empathetic to. I totally get it. Staffing's hard. I get the realities of that. But it's hard on the other side, too. It's like if you're only going to be open one day from, noon to one, it's going to be hard for people to get in there. But you made a really honest commitment to making sure that you really have hours that are closer to what a museum would offer for your gallery. Can you talk to me about why that's important?
Yeah, of course. For all of the reasons that you've said, right? And I think that it was one of the first things we thought about when we opened the space was, when are we going to have public hours and how are we going to, staff that? How are we going to deal with that? It's super important. Typically, gallery hours are Tuesday through Saturday. So there's one weekend day to accommodate, people who work long hours during the week, people with who want to bring their kids out, people who want to have a Saturday activity. The weekday hours, we're there 12 to 6. We hope that people will visit. I know that we've all walked into galleries. I've been doing this for so long, and I, too, have had the experience where you walk into a gallery and it's, you might not be received with the, super welcoming hello or the
Well, the terms you're looking for are you walk into a lot of contemporary art galleries and they're bougie and cold.
I know it reads like that. And sometimes, of course, you do deal with that. And sometimes there's a young person at the front desk or an old person, whatever, that may be working on a million other things and almost has tunnel vision, doesn't even think, right? I try to be really mindful of that in our space because, it's a learning curve when you don't necessarily always go into a gallery. So I want to be able to provide people who don't always come into spaces like that to feel welcomed and to feel like they are able to not feel that like anxiety creeping up their neck so they can actually enjoy their experience and learn something. Because really a huge part of what we do is that educational element, is sharing information about the artists and the practice and the history of this and the history of that and how all these things intersect. And that for me is what is like exciting and interesting about it. So we want people to be excited to be there.
And that's worked because you mentioned that you've had a lot of people walking in off the street and buying their first piece of art in some cases at this show.
So many. It's honestly, it's been overwhelming in such a positive way. We have had this show's attendance has just blown everything. I mean, this is like through the roof compared to everything else. It's amazing. I mean, it's like a mini opening every Saturday. We just have tons of people joining us. They're excited. They're taking the checklist. They're looking for who they know. They're learning new things. And a lot of times, yeah, they're buying a work. And really, I think it's probably about 50% of the people who have purchased a work from the show are first-time buyers. So for me, that's like so thrilling to kind of help people think about what it means to, you know, continue that relationship with a piece of artwork, you know, because it's a long relationship when you own something. And yeah, it's exciting and inspiring.
And another big piece of that is simply because it's representing Detroit art. And you've seen people be really excited to take a look at what this art scene looks like.
Absolutely. That's the driving force.
That is Bridget Finn joining us live here on Culture Shift. She is the director of the Reyes Finn Gallery. And she talked to us about their massive group show that is now on display through May 6th. It's called Get Together. And it features over 150 Detroit-based artists on display in a single gallery. Absolutely incredible. You can check it out Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 6. Those are their hours. And visit their website to see some of the events that are happening, including an event tomorrow at 2 o'clock that she hopes to see you there at. Bridget, thank you so much for joining us on Culture Shifts.
Thank you.